Hello, exam seekers! I'm Patty, and today I bring some new content for you. Today, the topic is TKT Module 1, Part 1, Functions. As I have already mentioned in my previous posts about the TKT, Teaching Knowledge Test, it is a series of modular teaching qualifications which test the teacher's knowledge in specific areas of English language teaching. There are three core modules designed by Cambridge to provide a foundation in the practice and principles of language teaching. The TKT Module 1 is Background to Language Teaching, TKT Module 2, Planning for Language Teaching, and TKT Module 3, Classroom Management. Today, I'm going to talk about Module 1, Language and Background to Language Learning Teaching, Part 1, Describing Language and Language Skills, Unit 4, Functions. Last time, I talked about phonology, which describes the study of the sound features used in a language to communicate meaning. In English, these features include phonemes, word stress, sentence stress, and intonation. Another aspect of the language is functions. Both phonology and functions are important, but if we want to communicate in a language, we need to know why we are doing so. So, what are functions? They are the reason why we communicate. Every time we speak or write, we do so for a purpose or function. I will read you guys a sample of how Cambridge assesses your knowledge about functions. So, for questions 1 to 6, match the example sentences with the functions listed A to G. There is one extra option, which you do not need to use. So, examples. 1. I don't think that's a very good idea. 2. It's a beautiful place with a big river. 3. He might be able to, I'm not sure. 4. What I mean is... 5. I'd really love to fly to the moon. 6. They're much older than their friends. Now, the functions. A. Describing. B. Clarifying. C. Comparing. D. Disagreeing. E. Wishing. F. Suggesting. G. Speculating. As you could see, you need to show that you know the reasons behind the sentence. Why? Because when dealing with people, we need to know what the person needs, wants for us. As teachers, when we teach students how to use the language, we can do so by describing it grammatically or lexically. However, we may also teach students how to communicate through functions, through which we emphasize the use of the language and its meaning in certain contexts, for the students to know why he or she is learning this or that content. So here are some examples of functions: apologizing, advising, greeting, agreeing, clarifying, disagreeing, inviting, refusing, thanking, interrupting, expressing obligation, expressing preferences, and others. So, let me read you an example. The context is, a boy wants to go to the cinema with his friends tonight. Exponent, in speech marks. The boy says to his friend, let's go to the cinema tonight. The function is suggesting or making a suggestion about going to the cinema. In this example, you can see the context and the functions followed by the specific topic that they refer to in these contexts. Important to notice that there is an extra item there, exponent. The exponent is the language we use to express the function. So, for instance, the context is a boy wants to go to the cinema with his friends tonight. And the language this boy uses to communicate this desire is let's go to the cinema tonight. When he uses the word let's, the function of his speech is suggesting or making a suggestion. And the go to the cinema tonight is the specific topic, which in this case is about going to the cinema. As you may imagine, one exponent can express several different functions because its function depends on the context. One function can also be expressed through different exponents. Here are some different exponents of suggesting to go to the cinema. So, movies tonight? What about going to the movies tonight? Let's go to the cinema tonight. Shall we go to the cinema tonight? I'd be pleased if you could go to the cinema tonight. What are the differences between them? Can you perceive it? These exponents express different levels of formality, formal, neutral, informal, which are always connected to appropriacy and inappropriacy, which means that depending on the context, you have to be more or less formal. So your exponent has to be adequate to the situation. Functions are always taught in course books together with the grammar of the main exponent, like functions, expressing likes. Language, first and third person, present simple, affirmative, I like, he, she likes. Combining functions and grammar helps to give grammar a meaning for learners and helps them to learn functions with grammatical structures that they can then use in other contexts. So, what do you think about functions? Should they be taught together with grammatical structures or apart from them? Make sure you leave a comment at the blog exam-seekers.com or examseekers.wordpress.com. That's it for today. Please share this episode with the others and follow the blog on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I will leave the links. Thanks for listening to me and see you next time. Bye-bye.